ಜನ ವಲ್ಲ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ 2 ಮೋರ್ ಡೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆಸ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ. We'll chant the invocation mantras for Srimad Bhagavatam.
Nigama kalpatarur ghalitam phalam sukhamukhatam mrita dravasam yutam vibhata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavakaha narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we'll read a small verse from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where the demigods are praying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And before going to that, we'll read a verse from the Gopika Gitam again, which is in the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis are glorifying what happens when we hear the nectar of the glorification of the Lord and also his activities. The verse goes like this. Tava kathamritam takta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grananti ye bhuridhajana. Translation by His Divine Grace Abhay Sarnavarendra Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The nectar of your words and the description of your activities or the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So the most munificent incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just spread the message of the holy name all over the world, and which we received it through the mercy of Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is also the most munificent personality walking around the world and distributing or spreading the holy name or the Sankirtana. So the gopis are glorifying that they are the most munificent. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says to the 10th canto, the Krishna Katha is the boat by which, hearing Krishna Katha, it becomes a boat by which we can achieve the ultimate goal of life. So now I'd like to just share a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, verse number 18. The demigods are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tato jaganmangalam achyutamsham samahitam shurasutena devi dhadhara sarvatmakam atmabhutam kashta yathanandakaram manastah.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, accompanied by plenary expansions, the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all auspicious for the entire universe, was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki. Devaki, having thus been initiated by Vasudeva, became beautiful by carrying Lord Krishna, the original consciousness of everyone, the cause of all causes, within the core of her heart, just as the east becomes beautiful by carrying the rising moon. As indicated here by the word manastaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the core of Vasudeva's mind, our heart, to the core of the heart of Devaki. We should note carefully that the Lord was transferred to Devaki not by the ordinary way for a human being, but by diksha, initiation. Thus, the importance of initiation is mentioned here. Unless one is initiated by the right person who always carries within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, One cannot acquire the power to carry the Supreme Godhead within the core of one's own heart. The word Achyutamsham is used because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Shad Aishwarya Purna, full in the opulences of wealth, strength, fame, knowledge, beauty and renunciation. The Supreme Godhead is never separated from his personal opulences. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadhimurti Shukalani Yamena Tishtan. The Lord is always situated with all his plenary expansions such as Rama, Narsimha and Varaha. Therefore, the word Achyutamsam is specifically used here, signifying that the Lord is always present with his plenary expansions and opulences. There is no need to think of the Lord artificially as yogis do. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pashyantiyam yoginah. Yogis meditate upon the Supreme Person within the mind. For a devotee, however, the Lord is present, and his presence need only be awakened through initiation by a bona fide spiritual master. The Lord need not to live within the womb of Devaki, for his presence within the core of her heart was sufficient to carry him. One is here forbidden to think that Krishna was begotten by Vasudeva within the womb of Devaki and that she carried the child within her womb. When Vasudeva was sustaining the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, he appeared just like glowing sun, whose shining rays are always unbearable and scorching to the common man. The form of the Lord, situated in the pure, unalloyed heart of Vasudeva, is non-different from the original form of Krishna. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere and specifically within the heart is called Dhamma. Dhamma refers not only to Krishna's form, but to his name, his form, his quality, and his paraphernalia. Everything becomes manifest simultaneously. Thus, the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full potencies was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki, exactly as the setting sun's rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered the body of Devaki from the body of Vasudeva. He was beyond the conditions of the ordinary living entity. When Krishna is there, it is to be understood that all his plenary expansions such as Narayana and incarnations like Lord Narsimha and Varaha are with him. And they are not subject to the conditions of material existence. In this way, Devaki become the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second and the cause of all creation. Devaki became the residence of the Absolute Truth. But because she was within the house of Kamsa, she looked just like a suppressed fire or like misused education. When fire is covered by the walls of a pot or is kept in a jug, the illuminating rays of the fire cannot be very much appreciated. Similarly, misused knowledge, which does not benefit the people in general, is not very much appreciated. So Devaki was kept within the prison walls of Kamsa's palace, and no one could see her transcendental beauty which resulted from her conceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Commenting upon this verse, Sri Veera Raghava Acharya writes, Vasudeva Devaki Jatarayur Hridayur Hridayayur Bhagavata Sambandha. The Supreme Lord's entrance into the womb of Devaki from the heart of Vasudeva was a heart-to-heart relationship. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namini Namacharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradhayane Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Grama Tarini. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, the demigods are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how the Supreme Lord Krishna was transferred from the heart of Vasudeva to the heart of Devaki. And before this, as we all know, that Devaki conceived 7 times before the Supreme Lord appeared. And what is the significance of that 6th child who was killed by Kamsa? So the Shat Garbhas are killed by Kamsa. Vishna Chakravarti Thakura says that before one has to welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the anarthas have to be wiped away from the heart. So Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, by chanting the holy names of the Lord offenselessly, all the anarthas goes away. Similarly, a pure devotee fears material, the material existence, he fears it, and by chanting the holy names, all those anarthas goes away. That is the purity, qualification of a pure devotee. And what are the anarthas? They are lust, anger, greed, illusion, moha, mascharya. These are the 6. So this 6 garbhas represents the 6 anarthas. So when these 6 anarthas were killed by Kamsa, then the place is cleansed and the Shesha appears, the Sankarsana. Devaki conceived 7th child, and Supreme Lord orders Yoga Maya just to carry this womb from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So this Shesha incarnation, it creates a situation in the heart so that the Supreme Lord can appear. So the Shat Garbhas are killed so that the heart is cleansed. So the Shesha creates the suitable place so that the Lord can come and appear. So then after the Shesha incarnation comes, it goes away to the womb of Rohini, and then the situation is so favored, then the Supreme Lord appeared at the right time. So that is the explanation given by Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura, and Shri Prabhupada explains nicely in his purport in the same chapter, 2nd chapter of the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. So here the important point Shri Prabhupada explains, that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the heart of Vasudeva to the heart of Devaki. It was through initiation. So we can know the importance of initiation. It is by the initiation one becomes qualified to chant the holy name of the Lord. So the Lord manifests us first through the holy name and in the tongue. When we chant the holy name of the Lord and take the remnants of the Lord, so we can understand the Lord gradually. And it's a famous verse, everyone knows. Atha Shri Krishna Namadhi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyaihi Sevon Mukhehi Jifvado Swayam Eva Spurat Yadaha. The Lord's form, qualities, pastimes are all transcendental, absolute platform, and material senses cannot appreciate those. So but just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, which is the first contact for us to the Lord, and by tasting the remnants of the Lord, so gradually we will understand who Krishna is. And Prabhupada also says that there is no difference between the dhamma, pastimes, and his name. And one more thing is, here we can see how the Lord appeared. The Lord need not appear or forced to appear due to the modes of material nature, whereas the living entity is forced according to the laws of material nature. The Lord appeared by his own internal potency. Ajopisan avyayatma ishvaropisan sambhavam atmamaya. By my own internal potency, he says in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, that he appears, he manifests by his own internal potency, whereas the conditioned living being appears according to his own karma. And the Supreme Lord can choose his parents. He chose Prishni and Sutapa when he came as Prishni Garbha, and in Vamanadev, when he came as Vamanadev, the same Prishni and Sutapa became Kashyapa and Aditi. The same persons the Lord chose in this incarnation when He came as Swayam Bhagavan, as Vasudeva and Devaki. And the Lord can appear in any way which He want to appear in this material world. For example, Narsingadev, He appeared from the pillar. And Varaha, He appeared from the nostrils of Brahma. And here the Lord appeared, even though He is in the heart of Vasudeva, generally He is as Paramatma, a neutral judge. When a living entity is qualified enough, when there are no anarthas in the heart, then the Lord comes and establishes Himself in the heart. What is the shloka, very famous shloka from the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam? It says, Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam tirtham muhu samspishatam himanasam. What is the third line? Haratya jonta shrutibhir gatongajam kovaina seveta mukunda vikramam. So how the Ganges water purifies by taking bath so many times, just by discussing about the Krishna Katha, a person's hearts get purified by discussing Mukunda Vikramam, his extraordinary activities. So this is the glorification of Krishna Katha. So the Lord appeared in several ways, and in whichever way He comes, He reminds the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achyuta, infallible. So same way He appeared in the heart of Vasudeva, then He was transferred to the mind of Devaki. So one may question, Kunti Maharani, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 8th chapter, in her prayers, He says, why that unborn, because the Lord is Ajam, Ajam Vibhum, He is unborn. Why that unborn, He takes birth in this material world? She gives several reasons why the Lord appears in the material world. And it's not the Lord comes for single purpose. When He comes, all the other purposes are achieved simultaneously. So Kunti Maharani starts with this. He came to glorify the pious kings in the material world and also to please Yadu. Kechidahu rajam jatam punya shlokasya kirtaye yadho priyasyan vavaye malayasyeva chandanam. How the sandalwood grew in the Malaya hills. The Supreme Lord came just to glorify the pious kings like King Yudhishthira and also to please Yadu Maharaj. Kunti Maharani also says, maybe just to please Vasudeva and Devaki, who are the Lord's wonderful devotees. Apare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Abhyagat Ajastvam Asya Shemaya Vadhaya Cha Suradvisham. Then He goes on to say that maybe due to Brahma's prayers, because when the military forces, when the kings, when they were in the guise of demons, the mother earth cried, and so He takes the form of a cow and goes and prays to Brahma, and Brahma and all the other demigods, they're going to the milk ocean. So maybe Brahma prayed for the Supreme Lord to appear. Bharavataranayane bhuvonava yudo dhadau sidantya bhuri bharena ayatma bhuvartikaha atma bhu. The atma bhu is Brahmaji. Maybe because of His prayers, the Supreme Lord appeared. Then again, Kunti Maharani says, bhaveyashmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi shravana smaranarhani karishyanniti kechana. Maybe it's due to the conditioned souls who are in avidya, and to awaken the conditioned souls or to regenerate the relationship or to regenerate the devotional service of hearing and chanting shravana smaranarhani. So then Kunti Maharani concludes that shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam janah tayeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. By chanting and hearing the glories of the activities of the Lord, one takes pleasure in doing so, and one can stop the repetition of birth and death. So one can think, maybe the Lord appeared due to the prayers of these great personalities like Yadu, Yudhishthira, Brahmaji, and also Vasudeva and Devaki. But the Lord also appeared for a conditioned soul like me to awaken my dormant Krishna consciousness and to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing and chanting. And by doing this, one can stop the repetition of birth and death. So these are the reasons Kunti Maharani gives in the 8th chapter, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Lord also gives his own reasons why he comes. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadhatmanam shijamyaham. Whenever there is a decline in religious practice, I myself appeared millennium after millennium. So in the purport, Prabhupada also mentions that the Supreme Lord appears to arouse the Krishna consciousness in the heart of the conditioned souls. Then this, the another verse, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, I appear to re-establish the principles of religion, I appear in the every millennium. So in the same purport, the Srila Prabhupada explains the prime purpose of the Lord's appearance is to mitigate the unalloyed devotees of the Supreme Lord. So we understand the purpose from Kunti Maharani, from the Supreme Lord, and also our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. To satisfy his unalloyed devotees, the Lord also comes in the material world, manifests himself in the material world. Srila Prabhupada explains that when the Lord, the Supreme Lord comes, all the different incarnations like Narasimha, Rama, Varaha, all comes along with the Supreme Lord when he manifests in the material world. If you see the other incarnations, they incarnate from Kshiradokshaya Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada explains in his Krishna book that all other incarnations, they manifest from Kshiradokshaya Vishnu. And when the Supreme Lord, Swayam Bhagavan, comes, all the other incarnations, all the Kshiradokshaya Vishnu, all the Purushavataras, Gunavataras, they all come along with Supreme Lord. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, again it says how the Supreme Lord is remained supreme. Indra, what is that shloka? Ete chamsa kalapumsaha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. So all the incarnations are there, but still in even though there are so many incarnations, but Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Srila Jiva Goswami says in, I don't know which sandarbha it is, this tu, krishnastu bhagavan swayam, this tu refers that this Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Of course, all the incarnations are transcendental, but still Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is Swayam Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada also explains that that Krishna Katha, if we hear often, like my conditioned soul like me, we may get bored, like same Katha again and again. So we are not interested, we want something different. At least I want something different. I don't want to hear the same Katha every time. Okay, Krishna, the demigods prayed in the milk ocean. Then they recited Purusha Shukta and they received the order, Kshiradokshaya. Brahmaji received the order from Kshiradokshaya Vishnu that he will appear in the material world and all the demigods are supposed to take birth in the Edu family or Bhoja dynasty wherever Krishna appeared, and all the stree, the women of the demigods are also have to take birth to give more joy in the pastime of the Lord. Same like then Vasudeva and Devaki got married and Kamsa was taking them in their in the chariot, and there was a woman that it said that the 8th child born to this sister will kill you, and it's goes on like this. And Vasudeva pacifies Kamsa not to kill Devaki on this occasion because Kamsa was ready to kill Devaki, and Vasudeva pacifist commission not to kill on this occasion. It is not proper for him to kill Devaki, his own sister, on this occasion. He said whenever the child is born, immediately he will come and give it to Kamsa. So the first child was born, then immediately Vasudeva, being a very nice devotee, because he promised, he gave a word to Kamsa that whenever child is born, he will bring it to Kamsa. So Vasudeva gave it to Devaki, and Kamsa was not ready to kill actually the child unless Narada Muni came. Narada Muni came and spoke to Kamsa that Supreme Lord is going to appear, and all the demigods have started appear in this Edu dynasty. And it seems like Narada Muni, why he is speaking like that? Prabhupada explains that Narada Muni wants the Supreme Lord to come soon to the material world, and that's why he spoke like this to Kamsa. So while he spoke these words to Kamsa, then Kamsa decided, okay, we don't know when Supreme Lord will come, so let me kill this all the children of Devaki. So in that way he killed the 6 children of Devaki, which we discussed in the beginning, the Shatgarbhas. And the same way how Narada Muni wanted the Supreme Lord to come fast, saying, we have seen in the past time of Chaitanya Leela that how Advaitacharya prayed every day with Ganges water and tulsi for the appearance of the Supreme Lord, the most munificent incarnation at Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of whose mercy we received it through the Shri Prabhupada and his followers, and we are able to sit here in the Audarya Dham of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's by his mercy that we are all here, and we are getting an opportunity to perform devotional service in this Audarya Dham. And I remember Shri Jayaputaka Swami Maharaj mentions that devotional service which is done in the dham is 1,000 times more than doing devotional service than in any other places. Correct me if I am wrong. So like this, we are bored of hearing the same story again and again, that the demigods praying, then all the stars come in and assemble in a nice place. Then there was birth star Rohini, because Rohini is a very rare star that Lord took birth in this. And so many things. There is a great, beautiful description in the Krishna, in Krishna book, Shri Prabhupada writes in the birth of Krishna especially. Those are very nice to read. And one may feel bored to hear the same again and again. And Shri Prabhupada explains that if we have material desires for sense gratification, and we are busy in sense gratification, subtle or gross it may be, then Krishna Katha seems to be like boring, because we are not able to, I am not able to fully understand the value of Krishna Katha. Because Krishna Katha is so many, we can see wonderful verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which glorifies Krishna Katha. The Lord also says in the Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, Machitta madghata prana bodhayanta parasparam tatayanchasta mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha, that the devotees feel satisfied when discussing about the glories of the Lord, and their only thing they do is discussing about the glories of the Lord. And also the wonderful verse in the glories of devotional service by Kapila Dev in 3rd canto Srimad Bhagavatam 25th chapter. He says, Satam prasangan mamavirya sambito bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha tajjoshanat ashvapavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So by discussing the pastimes of the Lord, one gets attachment, rati, tajjoshanat ashvapavarga vartmani. One can escape, one can get attain the path of liberation, one can escape from this path of pavarga, which is repetition of birth and death. Tajoshanat ashvapavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So the faith increases and the attachment increases to hear those katha, and that will help us to fight pavarga and attain apavarga. So these are the glories of hearing Krishna katha. And towards the end, Krishna also says, what is the result of knowing about the transcendental nature of his appearance? Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva deham punar janma na iti mam eti so Arjuna. the transcendent one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance as well as activities does not upon leaving the body take his birth again in this material world but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So by knowing the transcendental appearance of the Lord's nature and his activities, one can attain the supreme abode. Srila Prabhupada, once again, he mentions that in the 10th canto that this Krishna Katha is like a boat which helps us to achieve the ultimate goal of life. The demigods praising the Supreme Lord, in their prayers, they say that the acharyas, they come, they follow this process of hearing Krishna Katha, chanting, glorifying the activities. And by this, they go back home, back to Godhead. But those merciful acharyas, they leave the boat or method here so that all other conditioned souls can make use of it in a time, the ultimate goal of life. So for us, our boat we have received in the form of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, by the most merciful acharya, our founder acharya, Abhay Channaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and the methods are given, and it is our duty to take up this method seriously and practice it, hear Krishna Katha without getting bored, and we try this, we try to chant offenselessly with more focus, more committed to our service, and be serious in our practice of devotional service. With this, I would conclude today's session of Krishna Katha. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Any question, corrections? If I'm able to answer, I can answer.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Wonderful class. I just wanted, you mentioned about Kamsha. And in February, when I was in Vrindavan, my Guru Maharaj was giving a personal darshan to one devotee from Russia. And then he mentioned that Diksha means the Divya Gyan, and Ksha means to cut. It means that when the spiritual master gives you Diksha, he cuts out all of your material attachments. And I was just wondering, is it connected with kamsha? Because kamsha is like kam, like kama, and sha is like cut, right? So he's like, he can't. So is it like, is that a speculation, or is it like these two words seem to be like either you kamsha or you diksha, something like.
I don't know, at least I've not heard. Like, if you have any. So I'm hearing for the first. Of course, initiation is like a first step, like. Till that, we are preparing for initiation. Now, of course, the initiation, of the material attachment, yes, it is cut, but still, after taking initiation also, one has to be serious in the practice of devotional life. Because simultaneously, if we want, of course, kama, what is the verse? Akama sharva kamo moksha kama udharadi tivrena bhakti yogena yajayate purusham param. So if you have a lust and if you want to attain liberation, for everything, Krishna says that one can worship this all good personality of Godhead. Person with a broader intelligence, the verse goes like, the person with broader intelligence worship the supreme personality of Godhead. If he has more desires, material desires, or no desires, or he is seeking liberation. If we see in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, after praying to the Supreme Lord, after getting the darshan of the Supreme Lord, he says that, oh, like, for this, I prayed for the Supreme Lord to satisfy my material desire, I ask for the Supreme Lord. It's like what the acharyas have say that I got diamond, but I was looking for a broken glass. I was looking for broken glasses, but I got diamond. So, and also, if we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can see that the desired result is achieved. At the same time, the transformation of heart takes place, and that is the beauty of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, we don't get caught up in the misery of birth and death. So that's what happened to Dhruva Maharaj. So material attachment, yes, of course, the spiritual master cuts, but it is also our endeavor to to disattach ourselves from the material desires in our course of practicing devotional service.
So at least approach a spiritual master so that he would just...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
What are the basic needs to enter into spiritual life?
To enter into
spiritual life.
By the mercy of the spiritual master, by the mercy of a pure devotee. So, and also sometimes Ajnata Sukriti. This Ajnata Sukriti also, once again, we receive it from a Madhyama Adhikari. Because the Uttama Adhikari, when he has to preach, he comes to the level of Madhyama Adhikari. And through his mercy, a person gets a qualification to take up spiritual life.
So, it is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that without the mercy of Lord Krishna, we cannot find a spiritual master. And without the mercy of a spiritual master, we cannot find Krishna. That means Krishna and spiritual master's mercy is needed to enter into the spiritual life. Thank you.
So of course the Chaitanya Guru knows, when the Chaitanya Guru knows when a proper time comes, the Chaitanya Guru gives us the spiritual master. It's both. You answered your question yourself. Shakshat Haritvena Shamashta Shastra. Because the external manifestation of the Supreme Lord is the spiritual master. So which we, the Supreme Lord's mercy, we receive it through the mercy of the spiritual master. And again, he is a pure devotee. So we are not qualified enough to receive the mercy of the Lord directly. So we receive it through the mercy of pure devotee. That's why we often say that devotees are more merciful than the Supreme Lord himself. That doesn't mean the Supreme Lord is not merciful. But the mercy we get through the mercy of pure devotee. Like Srila Prabhupada, how merciful he was. Like we can imagine people from Western society. So they were coming from a different culture. Everyone have taken of devotional service or Krishna consciousness. It's by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And in one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada says, so Sukruti, I gave you the Sukruti. So he gave the Sukruti for them to take up Krishna consciousness. So we receive it through the mercy of pure devotee. Of course, it's by the mercy of Chaitanya Guru. Chaitanya Guru empowers the pure devotee to give mercy to all living entities without any discretion. So we receive it through the pure devotee.
What are the greatness of the Vaishnava
others? You can see in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the 26 qualities of pure devotee. So many good qualities are there. And also Srila Prabhupada explains in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita that how Arjuna is a pure devotee. He had this soft-heartedness. Soft-heartedness is a qualification of a pure devotee. And he says, Prabhupada quotes from the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Isyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorate nasati dhavato bahi. That when a pure devotee, when he is practicing, when he has devotional service, all the good qualities of demigods manifest in him. He does not have to endeavor to acquire those good qualities. Just by practicing his devotional service, the pure devotee gets all the good qualities of the demigods.
Actually, I want to ask the question, what is the greatness of a spiritual master?
The greatness of my spiritual, of course, all the spiritual master of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada to accepting conditioned soul like me to his lotus feet, that itself is the greatness of the spiritual master. The
greatness of a spiritual master is that he how much non-devotees he has converted to the, he is converting the devotees. So how how much non-devotees are converted to devotees, that is the actual greatness of spiritual master. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that there are three kinds of devotees. I think the Uttam Adhikari is the one, by his presence people will chant the holy name of the Lord. Me, the same point again, that he, how many non-devotees are converted to devotees, because by his presence people will start chanting the holy name of the Lord. Of course. 9 process of devotional service. So until today the same process is going on. Many devotees are taking up Krishna consciousness because Prabhupada did not stop, as we discussed in this verse of 10th canto. The process or methods, they are leaving here so that others can take up. So Prabhupada's mercy, which is we are receiving through his spiritual masters, his disciples. So the same process is going on until today. There are so many devotees in other parts of the world taking up Krishna consciousness. It is of course Prabhupada's mercy. And it's Prabhupada's mercy, we receive it through his disciples, who are our spiritual masters. Of course, Mahaprabhu said Prabhupada says for another 10,000 years, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness will go on. So definitely, yes. Of course, Krishna says in... Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I was just thinking that it's interesting that Kamsa, who is a demon, he's helping the spiritual master to attract Krishna into the womb of our bhakti. Like Devaki, she is the womb of our bhakti, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Kamsa, it's interesting. I just found connected that Kamsa, who is a demon, who is a personification of all demonic qualities, he's helping our spiritual master, who comes as Sheshanak, the seventh child of Devaki, to attract Krishna, to prepare the womb for attracting Krishna. So it's also explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur why Kamsa was chosen to kill all the anarchas in our world. And who is Kamsa? And Kamsa, he's a fear personified. That's another anartha which is in our heart, that's fear. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells that this anartha actually is the hidden motive of our sadhana, why we take to sadhana, why we take to Krishna consciousness, because we fear to return to this material world. So the personification of this fear is Kamsa. So this fear of the material existence actually kill all the anarchas in our heart, like by the means of our sadhana. We perform sadhana, and hidden motive why I'm doing this, because I fear to return there. So that's healthy demonic quality in us, which kills other demonic qualities. That's how Kamsa helps our spiritual master. And then, of course, he himself is being killed by Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavantra, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.